to say. If you're afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. The Browns' second OTA practice underway. We'll get into that in depth throughout the show today. Matt and I were both able to take in pretty much all the practice today, so we got a lot of insights for you on what the Browns were doing out there on that field. Also, congrats to the Cavaliers as they swept the Hawks 118-88 last night. Just an absolute beatdown. Kind of, it was almost like a party, a celebration for the city of Cleveland.
It really was, and I think I was almost like, we should lead out the show. Like, kudos, props, celebration going on. And, as you know, it's a championship to celebrate. You know, there hasn't been one here since LeBron left, and it's still very special, but now they got to finish the deal. And the more and more I listen to those national analysts after last night and seeing the determination in LeBron James, I think Cavs in six is the consensus.
Cavs in six is the consensus. I like it. I would love to see a championship here in the city of Cleveland. J.R. Smith, my guy, 18 points, 10 boards for the second straight game, double-doubling on him. How about the ovation for Dirty Deli coming in, scoring 10 points in his 17 minutes, bringing the crowd to its feet? Deli chants. And the funny thing about it is, I know just from talking to casual fans of the Cavs and, you know, all my – there was a time when nobody wanted to see Matthew Dellavedova on the court, and now he's become a cult hero. This is one of the great –
You were one of those guys.
This is one of the great cult hero-type playoff runs
It definitely was a long time. But as much as the team that they're playing might think that Matthew Dellavedova's physicality, meaning being around their knees and all those things that everybody's accusing him of being, you know, dirty – what I thought game three and game four, I thought he was more in their heads mentally than he was physically with his play.
Absolutely. You could tell that they were worried about him. There was no question about that. LeBron James, another great game from him, 23-9-7. Tristan Thompson, 16-11. Kyrie Irving, what did you think of the decision to play him? 16 points in 22 minutes.
I loved it. I loved it because you want to see what
I thought it was crazy.
You want to see what you've got in him. You know, to see how debilitating he is, if he's really to shut him down, but also too, you knew if you went out and you took care of business, which they did, you've got now what, 8 days of rest to rehab that knee. And that's the one thing. Even yesterday, as you and I discussed, you know, on the show going into last night's game, was, you know, Kyrie not playing in game two or game three, having essentially 4 days rest, not playing last night. It's tendonitis. It's not like it's a fray or a tear or a slight tear or a bone bruise or a micro fray. You know, it's none of those major issues. It's tendonitis, and that's from overuse. So I love the fact that he came in. He got the crowd going with the three-pointer. He got the crowd going with the lob to Mozgov, which was sick. And the fact that he was as productive as he was in 22 minutes. Get him off the court. Those guys went out and just literally they stomped him out.
They did. That's exactly what they did. They stomped them out. It was a beat down. Want to talk a little bit about that. What are you thinking? Do you think the Cavs are going to bring it home? We will hear from Josh McCown, the new quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, at 1:45 today. Scott Petrak from the Lyric Chronicle-Telegram will be with us at 2. We'll go around the league. We've got some new segments today. That's going to be a lot of fun. And it's also Mailbag Wednesday, so tweet the show using the hashtag mailbag, and we'll get your questions in. So I wanted to ask you a question as a player. Let's say you're on the Washington Redskins. DeSean Jackson gets an excused absence from the Redskins OTAs and is in the front row of the queue last night. What do you think about that?
Don't dig it. Don't dig it at all. I mean, excused absence for grandmother who's sick, family member who's in the hospital, or, you know, passing days, or he's personally sick and can't make it to practice. I don't dig that. And also, too, he's also a guy that probably less than a month ago was talking up that leaving Philly was such a great move and that team is better than the Philadelphia Eagles are, but yet they've struggled to win six games, you know, since he's been there.
That's
so
true.
I don't dig it. I think he lost a lot of respect in that locker room. I think that that Dan Snyder is probably disappointed, as well as Jay Gruden.
So, he got excused now. He was excused by the team.
Was it excused with and with the understanding of where he was going?
That I do not know.
That's the specific that I want, because being excused and then showing up somewhere, you know, flying in a private jet or, you know, flying in and flying out really very quickly for entertainment purposes is not cool. And also, too, what is his affiliation with the Cleveland Cavaliers to be there courtside?
I don't know.
You know, I just meant, did he want to be there to see it? You know, I don't know. And so it's just very odd for me, but it would not go over well because I think as a serious salary guy on that roster, and in some cases, you just naturally look up to those guys that make a lot of money that have been very successful in the National Football League as a young football player. You now think anything goes. That one day, maybe not right now if I'm a rookie or second-year player, you know, fighting to make the team, but one day I'm going to get there and there's going to be a situation where I'm going to ask the coach and I can do the same thing and it's going to be okay because Deshaun did it.
Would it matter to you if it was a successful team, if it was an unsuccessful team, like if it was the Patriots because it's a veteran team and they've been so successful, do you get more leeway there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You've got rings on your finger. You've been accountable. And in some cases, you don't necessarily, if I even outside looking in on this situation, I don't think Deshaun Jackson, with what Washington has been and what he's done for them, deserves a break. You know, I want the nose to the grindstone. Go win, you know, 10 games, win the NFC East, and then you celebrate because there's the notoriety, you know, of having success as a team, not just an individual.
It is about the team and it's about the mindset and what you're trying to do. And I think it's a tough thing because it's a second year head coach. He's not really that established as a head coach. And I'm surprised given that people have, you know that he's a little bit of, you know, has been told he's a little bit of a prima donna, et cetera. We're going to break down the entire OTAs today as well. And as I said, we'll hear from Josh McCown. We'll talk about him quite a bit in the OTA breakdown segment of this show. We also want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. So I just wanted to, we'll just finish up the Cavs and we'll get into football quickly. But, I mean, this team, for a while, I didn't think they could, I was nervous about a matchup with the Warriors. Right now, I think the Cavs are as good as any team in the NBA, can beat anybody. And it's interesting to ponder whether or not the improvement on defense makes up for the lack of offense with the loss of Kevin Love.
Right. I think it absolutely does. I think there's a significant point differential in my eyes with the loss of Kevin Love, but the addition of the defense. I think Tristan playing the number of minutes that he's playing now and the additional possessions, that means an extra shot for Shump, Smith, LeBron, Kyrie, Dellavedova. Wow, you just added him with that group of people. But I think, you know, it's a push and pull of losing Kevin Love, but the addition of Tristan Thompson, he 16 points last night, a high for him. But I'm very confident over Golden State, and the reason why is I believe not only do we have the best player on the planet, but the what we've overcome to get to these finals and
yep.
to beat a tough, bullying, you know, underwhelming, talented Boston Celtics team, to beat a Chicago Bulls team that I probably heard more people say the Chicago was going to lose than Cleveland was going to win nationally outside, you know, the state of Ohio. So we beat those odds, and then the team that had beat us 3 out of 4 times, you know, during the season, yes, once without LeBron, just beat a very talented Washington, you know, Wizards team, had won the East, and you sweep them in the fashion that you did, winning multiple games by double digits.
You love that. You love that. You only lost a game in 2 playoff series. I think it is pretty good. By the way, I heard right now, P. Myers Golf just told me that Casey Kulis took Jeff George's name in vain earlier. Oh, my goodness.
That's your
How
guy.
How would you besmirch the great Jeff George? How dare you?
Besmirch.
That would be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Kevin, our guy, the Jort Report creator, Kevin Beard, says Deshaun Jackson epitomizes selfishness and being excused is why they are who they are. Dysfunctional.
Absolutely. With the dysfunction at the quarterback position, with the RG3 situation,
sure.
with a defensive coordinator getting fired in Haslett, you've got guys leaving. And an owner that wants super control like Jerry Jones, but yet he's never had the success that Dallas has. It's upsetting. I'd be upsetting to be a part of that franchise right now.
You'd be it. So this is something that in the locker room, okay, you're at OTAs today or the day that he skips to go to a Cavs game. What's the discussion? And how, by the way, what team is practicing at a time that he wouldn't be able to go to the Cavs game and make the OTAs?
I don't know. That is odd. But that doesn't make any sense, because if you've got the money that Deshaun Jackson has, you could essentially fly private and or get on a nonstop out of Washington Dulles to Cleveland, you know,
right?
Say at 3 p.m., you land at what, 4:30, 4:15, yeah, you know, to fine. be able to get in, have a nice, you know, dinner, watch the game, and be on the first thing smoking. But and maybe more so than anything, is he dismissed from today's practice?
Right, or like he wanted to be able to go out and party and then not come back in the morning. I don't know, but are people in locker room talking about that?
Yes. Not the younger players are observing from afar because they want to be seen, not heard. But some of the veterans who are comfortable with who they are, with their standing with the organization, with their standing and their resume in the NFL.
Like what would Pierre Garçon think, the other starting receiver there?
Pierre Garçon probably...
doesn't care.
Doesn't care too much. Might shrug his shoulders and go, that's Deshaun. You know, but that's okay. An excuse. But I mean, if I were Pierre Garçon under contract and wanting to win and had trained all offseason to come in the best shape possible, to just think that a guy can just excuse himself to go to a basketball game, that's like excusing yourself to go to a concert, you know, or excusing yourself to, you know, to go to the Masters or whatever. You know what I mean? I just want to go. So I'm going to go.
You have a whole off season for those types
exactly.
of things.
Exactly. So what, your schedule doesn't permit, you know? I'm sure there's going to be an off day in OTAs in the coming weeks that will match up with the NBA Finals, and you can come to Cleveland then.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the OTAs today, which I think is going to be a lot of fun to do. We're going to go ahead and take a look at what we saw on the practice field today, some good, some bad, and something that just really stood out to me. And we'll get to that when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.